Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, here, here, here. Here, this 45th sabbatical study right here, here in this time of the year. Shabbat Shalom, Chabarim, here Friday Eve, the eve of the Sabbath, Shabbat Eve, right here on the air.
And Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay.
Malek, praise be the King Hashem, the name. Praise be the name Hashem Malek. The name is King Hashem Malak. The name has been coronated. Hashem Yimlok. The name rules and reigns. Yes, I. Let's ride up chin. Ha ha. Ha.
The world make over, Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky, spread out your hands, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up, ha ha. Yeah, yeah, pump up the value every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my face. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha Shim, you're the King. Ha Shim, you're the King. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Le'olam Va'em. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch.
I'm
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is
Hashem, Hashem, the name, Hashem, Yahweh, he who be, we be, divine majesty, Hashem, Melech, Hashem, Melech is king, Malak has become king, incarnated, Yimlok, Hashem, Yimlok, Leolam, Wa'ed, for Ivan, Ivan, right here, 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 that was Nassim X right there with Hashem, Melech, Hashem. The name, speaking of the Yahweh, Yahweh Jehovah is king. Hashem Malak has become king, become coronated. Hashem Yimlok, he rules, reigns as Malak. Yesai, Negusa Neges. Praise be. So here, 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 on the in and the
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is
And I, we, the black Jews, of the lion of the tribe of Judah, Rastafari Yehudim, Rastafari Israelites, Shabbat Shalom.
Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch
Hashem. And Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, 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 yay,
yay. Because it's Friday, what does that mean? Habarim.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat welcoming the Sabbath, the Kabbalat Shabbat. First thing first, here from the liturgy of Divine Majesty, what is said. What it said right here, here, here on the Sabbath, the Shabbat Eve, what it said on Friday evening, from the liturgy of his divine majesty, from the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, brotherly love, yes I.
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesa Kedus, Ahadu Amla, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besen Bet Ken. Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit Shelleme, Kohulum Yilik Sahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakibit Shelleme. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
The true cross, the Hebrew cross, the plus sign, the Tau, Aleph, the Tau, the Alpha and Omega, the Hebraically, the Aleph and the Tau, the true cross. The X marks the spot. Rise up the chant. Yes, sir.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah, Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. It's going forth, it's from the end of the heaven, and it circuits upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom.
Don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigga.
Nigga? That's the way a Jewish angel talks.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, We always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Shit.
Nagila, come, Abba, Nagila, come, make I not rejoice, here in the theme X, rise up. Yeah.
Are we here?
I don't know, I think so, I think this is the place.
I can't believe you're wearing that, man. It's so embarrassing. Oh my gosh,
what, am I overdressed? You boys lost? Oh my gosh, look, I think it's Shweki.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, no, never mind. It's just Nissan Black. We're good. Thanks.
Yeah, fine.
Well, you came just on time.
Bigger, yeah. So I move on, I won't listen, yeah. Cause I work for the ball, yeah.
So I'ma win cause he rigged it. All of us predicted. I ghost ride the whip and then whipped it. Feeding on them, no ticket. God touch me, so I'm gifted. I got plans to make a dance. I came here to make a move. I know it feels familiar, but this a brand new groove.
Ja, Rastafari.
Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods.
Melek. Hashem Melek, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Lolam Wa'ed. Jehovah is king. Jehovah has become king, been coronated. Jehovah will rule as king forever and ever. So here, the Kabbalat Shabbat welcoming the Sabbath. Here, according to the triad, welcoming the Sabbath time. Chanting the chants, the psalms, the Mezmur Dawit. Psalms of David. Here we pick up with Mezmor Le David, but from low degrees to high degrees. So we pick up first with the KJV right here, beginning with Psalm 95. Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, and including Psalm 29 for the first of the chants for the Kabbalah, to receive Kabbalah, to welcome the Shabbat, the Queen of Days, welcoming the Bride. Yes, I.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, 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 his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. The six psalms right here, here. Initiation, starting of the Sabbath. Yes, I chanting the chant, Psalm 95, Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29. And here, Rhema tune Rastio. Rastio with Sabbath. Shabbat day. Yes, I. Give thanks and praise. I see it. Wow. Shabbat Shalom, Sunday Salam. Bless the Sabbath day, because Saturday, the day has 12 hours in it. Here on the eve, we prepare the preparation for the Shabbat day, the preparation for the first of the holy days, the first of the holidays, the high holidays. And we have the first of the holy days is the Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath, the seventh, right? The seventh of the Shabuah, of the 7 days. So here we reach the eve of those 12 hours that's known as the Shabbat day. So here from the teaching of His Majesty, go over this once again right here. So we have a basic foundation according to the teaching of His Majesty. Give us a teaching. Here from the Book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the Metzahafet, Kufale. Interesting, the word Kufale, like to reason on that, like the Parsha, the Torah portion, the Parashiot, the portions in different seasons and times, the connection with Kufale. Some call this particular book the Book of Jubilees. The Ethiopic Book of Jubilees is also known as the Book of the Divisions. In different seasons, different Torah readings and feedings in different seasons. So Jubilees gives a context according to the Hebrew narrative of these particular high holy days and high Isla days. But right here, Book of Jubilees, we're in the 50th chapter right here. The laws, the Torah regarding the Jubilees. Now we know what the Jubilees is, the 7 times 7, the 2/7 clash. Right, and that principle we get with the Shavuot, or the harvest, the middle of the three times in the year where all the males of Yisrael are to appear in the place that Hashem, the Yahuwah, sets His name. So here we get the laws regarding Jubilees, right? Just to read through this right here to get a good context of this right here, chapter 50. So we have this here. This is the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, a.k.a. Leptogenesis. This translation here is 1902, translation by R.H. Charles from the Ethiopic text, right? And also we have that in the reprint as well as this particular document. For any of these documents or more, LOJS.org. But here, the laws regarding the Jubilees and the Shabbat, chapter 50, right? The 50th. Chapter. And after this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, I made known to thee the days of the Sabbaths, plural, the Sabbaths in the desert, the Midbar of Sinai, that is between Elim and Sinai. And I told thee of the Sabbaths of the land on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. And I told thee of the Jubilee years. So Jubilee years, right, are 7 times 7 years. So we have like 49 years. And the 50th year is the Jubilee year. So here from chapter 50, and I told thee of the Jubilee years in the Sabbaths of years, but the year thereof have I not told thee till y'all enter the land that y'all are to possess. Verse 3, and the land also will keep its or her Sabbaths while they dwell upon it, or more correctly, while they dwell upon her. And they will know the Jubilee year, the 50th year. Wherefore I have ordained for thee the year weeks and the years and the Jubilees. There are 49 Jubilees from the days of Adam until this day, and 1 week and 2 years. And there are yet 40 years to come, literally distant, for learning the commandments of Hashem of Yahweh, until they pass over into the land of Canaan, crossing the Yarden, the Jordan, to the west. Verse 5, and the Jubilees will pass by until Yisrael, Yasharallah, is cleansed from all guilt of fornication and uncleanness and pollution and sin and error, and dwells with confidence in all the land, and there will be no more a Satan, a Satan, an adversary, an op, or any evil one, and the land will be clean from that time forever, from that hour forevermore. Verse 6, and behold the commandment regarding the Shabbat, the Sabbath. Just to remind the Chaburim and others, when we say Sabbath, right, from the Hebrew perspective, it's twofold. We have the seventh day of the Shavuot called the week, is the Shabbat day, right? And then we also have the high holidays as well that are referred to as Shabbat or rest, right? Rest, or we desist. Right, we desist from work, our occupational labor, and we rest. So here, and behold, the commandment regarding the Sabbaths, I have written them down for thee, and all the judgments of its laws, the Torah, the direction instructions. Verse 7, 6 days wilt thou labor, but on the seventh day is the Shabbat of Yahuwah Elohecha. In it y'all shall do no manner of work, ye and your sons and your men servants and your maid servants and all your cattle and the sojourner who also who is with you, and the man that does any work on it shall die. Whosoever desecrates that day, whosoever lays with his wife, or whosoever says that he will do something on it, that he will set out on a journey thereon in regard to any buying and selling or selling, and whoever draws water thereon that he has not prepared for himself on the sixth day. So here we're at the Friday, like the Friday, right? It's Friday evening, but here is the Shabbat Eve. It's the Eve, at the Eve we prepare for those 12 hours as Robeinu, Ayin Rabbi, the Rabbi Yeshua HaMoshiach, Black Lord and Savior says, know ye not that there are 12 hours in a day? Got to talk about time, where Daniel says they shall seek to change times and laws. Know ye not that there are 12 hours in a day? I know that 24-hour rhetoric, yeah, that's military time. That's a systemic thing. It's really not practical, because if there's 24 hours in a day, well, when do you rest? No rest to the... So here, going over this again, when it says, whoever lays with his wife, that's the big controversial thing, right? But in the teaching, it would be on the day, because the day is the Shabbat day, those 12 hours of the day. Here on the eve is the prep time. There was one ancient sage that had instructed, you know, his Talmudim, his disciples. There was this old, I guess, an old archaic way speaking about eat garlic. You know, in other words, one can, here we go right here. There's a footer right here. Whosoever lies, to say laying sexually with wife or his wife. Now, there's a little footer here within the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, little Genesis translation by R.H. Charles, one of the better ones, because we can compare his translation with the Ethiopic. Also, he had reprinted the Ethiopic text. This is going back, you know, to the late 1800s, early 1900s. Just to share a little bit more and to kind of to bring this out right here. It says, this law, some say, sprung probably from the fanatical period referred to in Sanhedrin 46a, the period of the Syro-Grecian domination, when Yisrael, Yasharal, was under the Syrian and the Greek domination, when a man was put to death for riding a horse. That certain regulations of this nature existed, we must infer from our text, as well as from the Talmudic treatise, the Nidah 38a. Now, the early Hasids, you know, we hear about the Hasidic Jews community, but this word is a Hebrew term, you know, that a particular, for example, amongst the latter-day ones that are called Christians, right? There are some Christians who are Baptists, right? But does not baptism belong to all true Christians? Some Christians will say they are Pentecostal. Does not Pentecost, speaking of the Shavuot or the 50th day after Passover, does not belong to all Christianos, You know, so some congregations, evangelical, aren't all supposed to put forth the good news. So they might take a portion out and they make this their, you know, their mansion, their mission, right? But to have it in the full of full here, we're speaking about that group of ones and ones that refer to himself as the Hasids. Now, Hasid from Chesed is an attribute of Yahweh, of Yahuwah Hashem. That attribute is often translated as mercy or loving kindness. So therefore, one who is Hasid, as we go through the Psalms, we have David calling himself Hasid, right? So this is not a particular terminology that some latter-day groups, you know, have kind of just made up and it's their own thing, but they have derived this from the scripture. And the meaning of that would be like one who has received grace and loving kindness and mercy, even though they are not worthy of such mercy and grace. It's a very Nazarene idea. So we can see how the roots of the true Nazarene, later to be called Christian movement, comes out of the Yehudim, out of the Jews, even we, the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah. Even Rabbeinu Yeshua said, you know, ye worship that which ye know not. We know what we worship for, salvation of the Yehudim. So the early Hasids, the Hasidim, right, the Hasidics, they had refrained from cohabitation with their wives from the close of the Sabbath. They had developed a tradition that when the Sabbath fulfills, like say Saturday when the evening comes in, because it says Sabbath day, 12 hours in the day. So at the close of the Sabbath to the fourth day of the week. So certain groups, you know, and seeking to be righteous or in some senses maybe over-righteous or having a zeal, you know, studying the scripture to say, well, if this is this, then we should do this because this will be even more better for us. So some of the early Hasidim, they had refrained from cohabitation with their wives from the close of the Sabbath. We could say like Saturday, you know, Saturday when the Saturday night comes in to the fourth day of the week, which we know is called now Wednesday. Right, in order that their wives might not desecrate the Shabbat, right, 271 to 273 days later by childbearing. These were different groups that had different ideas. Against that, right, against this sort of ascetic attitude, right, ascetic attitude towards marriage, a reaction set in which resulted in the laws, direct instructions of the Mishnah on this subject. Thus, the cohabitation, right, of husband and wife is enjoined on the Shabbat in a document, an ancient text called Nedar 3 and 10, as well as 8 and 6. While among some others, Baba Kama 82a, it is stated that one of the ordinances instituted by Ezra, you know Ezra, right, Ezra and Nehemiah, but Ezra directed that a man should, quote, eat garlic. So this term, eating garlic, i.e., was a kind of an ancient term, you know, for cohabitation on the eve of the Shabbat. And this, based on Ionized study of Torah, would be what would be right and accurate in keeping the Shabbat set apart. Because remember, it's a Friday evening. We're preparing all the food and everything else that we would eat and enjoy on the Shabbat day, on those 12 hours of the day. So ordinances, direction, instructions that were said to be instituted by Ezra, who was one of those in that time of the return of the black Jews from Persia, directed that a man should, quote, eat garlic or cohabit on the eve of the Shabbat. So here, just moving forward right there, just to clarify that particular point, because a few ones have kind of asked concerning it, you know, and it's important for us to recognize, you know, what is right and accurate. So here, just to go over this part right here, it says, and, you know, okay, to the top of this verse 8, and the man who does any work on it shall die. Whosoever desecrates that day, whoever lays with his wife. So when it says laying with one's wife or having, you know, it's speaking about during the Sabbath day, you know, those 12 hours of the day. right? The Eve, well, that's all the prep, right? Eat garlic, as Ezra was said to have said. Or whoever says he will do something on it or on her, speaking of the Shavuot, that he will set out on a journey thereon in regard to any buying or selling, right? So even journeying was not really prohibited, right, according to the Shabbat law. But if one is going about buying and selling, and basically it's like the occupational labor, they still are working. And whoever draws water thereon, which he had not prepared for himself on the sixth day. So we get all of this when we go to Torah. We can see the groundation of this righteous legislation, get the proper context. Because as things went on and people seeking to be righteous and some overzealous, a lot of ideas came in which Robeinu, Ayin HaRa, by Yeshua HaMoshiach, was reproving many of the Yehudi religious leaders concerning and pointing them firstly and foremostly to HaTorah. And whoever takes up any burden to carry it out of his tent or out of his house shall die. Ye, y'all, shall do no work whatsoever, whatever on the Shabbat day, save or except. What is the exception? Except what y'all have prepared. Except what you have prepared for yourselves on the sixth day, so as to eat and drink and rest and keep HaShabbat, the Senbet Ken, the Sabbath day, from all work on that day, and bless Yahweh Eloheikem, he who be, we be, y'all Elohim, your power, who has given you a day of festival and a holy, a set apart day, and a day of the holy kingdom, the government for called Yisrael, for all of Israel, for Israel Hulu. Is this day among their days? Among their days for Ivor. So also what has seemed to have been done among some ones and ones of Rasta and Rastafari is that some have taught, and these definitely would be the commandments of men, to fast, right? To fast on the Shabbat day. And that right there is 180 degrees in contradiction to the teaching of His Majesty. So, you know, in grace, brothers and sisters, you know, as we know better, we should do better. And we're referring right here to the Book of Jubilees. We could go directly to HaTorah, right, and also find the same. Once again, y'all shall do no work. Speaking of our occupational labor, it says, what does the Sabbath command, the fourth commandment say? It says, 6 days you shall work and do all your labor, and the seventh day is the Shabbat. Somehow people always just look at the Shabbat and just look at the rest part of the commandment. Like they look at one part of that commandment. It's one command. It's one word there. So even the Sabbath rest is connected and contingent upon that working, because it says, 6 days you shall do all your work. You shall. So the language there is commandment. And the seventh, you shall rest. So we have that work and rest, that balance, that principle. Y'all shall do no work whatsoever on the Shabbat day. And Yeshua HaMoshiach clarifies, you know, what is the day? What is the day? Know ye not that there are 12 hours in the day? Just let that marinate for a moment, that there are 12 hours in the day. Because there's 24 hours in the day, so how many hours are there in the night? You know, just go figure. This is why Daniel's prophecy is little, but it's talua. It's simple, right? But it's supremely important, right? They shall think to change what times and laws and mix up and confuse ones. So Sabbath day, the 12 hours, do no work. Except what y'all have prepared. So we prepare for ourselves, our families on the sixth day. What? That which we would eat, that which we would drink, and when the day come forward to rest and to keep the Shabbat from all work, right? And to bless Yahuwah, Ayinai Elohim Eloheinu, right? To read His word, right? To rejoice. You know, read, reason, rest, rise. Yes, I, Rastafari, who has given you a day of festival. So the Shabbat day is a day of festival, We do not fast on days of festival. There is an appointment, a moed, right? The moedim, as the seven feast festival days are called. Generally speaking, there is Yom HaKippurim. But Yom HaKippurim, definitely according to the direction instructions, is a fast day, right? It's an appointment, and we keep that appointment, Jah willing. And on the Sabbath, we have a day of the Holy Kingdom for all Yisrael. Now, maybe this is far above I and I comprehension at the moment, but we don't really understand the link between the day of rest, right, and coming into our kingdom. You see, we talk about the kingdom, we talk about the government, right? You know, we talk about nationhood, right? But the foundation, the core of it for Kol Yisrael, for all of Israel, is the Shabbat. It is said that if Israel would keep one, even one Shabbat, according to its proper order and ordinance, that redemption would immediately manifest.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And the Shabbat would be considered the fourth commandment, more properly that fourth word right there of the 10 words. So here, brothers and sisters. Sisters and brothers, right here, verse nine. Once again, brothers and sisters, I and I are commanded not to work, do any work, whatever occupational labor. That means to order I and I lives and liberty for prosperity. Y'all shall do no work whatsoever on the Shabbat day, except that which y'all prepare for yourselves on the sixth day, so as to eat and drink and rest and keep the Shabbat from all work, all of our occupational labor that we are permitted to do the other 6 days on that day, and to bless Yahweh Elohim, who has given I and I a day of festival and a holy, a set-apart day. Set apart. It's not like the other days. It's set apart. And a day of the Holy Kingdom for Kol Yisrael is this day among their days forever. For great is the honor that Yahuwah has given to Yisrael, Yashirala, that they shall eat, that they should eat and drink and be satisfied on this festival day. So this is directly 180-degree opposite, you know, of this commandment of men and people, even among some Rastafari, saying to fasting on that day. There are other days appointed, other days where one is free too, but according to the teaching of His Majesty, that's a no-no and a not do. For great is the honor that Jehovah has given to Yisrael. They should eat and drink and be satisfied on this festival day and rest thereon from all labor that belongs to the children of men or the children of Adam, except this is one thing that we made that can be considered as, quote, work, but that is permitted, burning frankincense, the ishens, and bringing oblations and sacrifices, lifting the Yahuwah for days and for Shabbat. This work alone shall be done on the Shabbat days in the sanctuary of Yahweh Elohim, of Jehovah your Elohim, that they may atone for Yisrael, Yashirala, with sacrifice continually from day to day for a memorial, well-pleasing to Yahweh, and that he may receive Kabbalah them always from day to day according as thou hast been commanded. So we'll pause right here, brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Going to continue right up right here. Here in the season, we have the 45th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Va'etachanan. And I pleaded and I besought. Etachanan. Hana is grace. And I sought for grace. Here we have Moshe. Wa'etachanan, Moses giving his farewell address, recalling how he had pleaded, I had begged and beseeched and pleaded Hashem to enter into the land. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, here, here. Sister Charmaine, remind the people, what's a Shabbat about? It's a whole arrest, right? Whole arrest? Yes.
New York, Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, say yes, I want to hear it, say yes.
Uptown, Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, say yes, I want to hear it, say yes.
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom.
I'll say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Thank Jah, Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
A joyful shout.
That brings us right here after that short mystic Ana B'Koach bringing out the seven attributes of Jah over here, here, here. We have the Lekha Dodi, come. Come, my dear friend, Likrat Kala, Likrat to meet Kala, Kala, the bride. Pnei Shabbat, the Sabbath presence, the Sabbath face, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabla, make I and I receive, Nikabla, make I and I welcome. So here, that's the main chorus line, Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat, Nikabla. Come, my dear friend, my lover, my friend, Dodi, Likrat Kala, to meet the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the sabbatical presence, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabla, make I and I welcome, make I and I receive. Just a couple of words right here, here, here. At one time, ones and ones would go outdoors, the communities, the Hebrew, Israelitish communities, Judaic communities would go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. Because the context here is welcoming the Shabbat as a bride. And as we pointed out, that this is also true of the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. If you check out a book by one scholar named Wolf Leslau, he has a book called Falasha Anthology, right, where they look to the Sabbath as a bride or as a woman who intercedes with Jehovah, with Almighty, with Xavier, on behalf of her children. So the Sabbath is looked at as she. It's an interesting idea from the ancient Hebraic Judaic roots. So nowadays, most ones don't usually go outdoors. At one time, it was the tribe, the custom, right, to go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride.
But others nowadays would turn around to face westward. They would turn and they would face westward, right, in the direction of the setting sun, which is very interesting, as we mentioned before. Many ones would say, look to the east. And yes, we look to the east, but why do we look to the east? It's not in prayer so much that we look to the east, in spite of what ones might have been taught, because if you study the pattern of the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant was always in the west of the tabernacle. We would enter into the tabernacle, into the courts, through the eastern gate. So we look to the east for the coming of Moshiach to his temple, where it says the Messiah will come to his temple. So we look to the east in the sense of the entrance for Messiah to enter into his temple. But when we are worshiping according to the pattern, as Jah told Moshe, see that you do all things according to the pattern, the Ark of the Covenant is always in the west, in the west side. It's always the west side. So we would enter in from the east. The entrance is the east, but we will be facing the west. So it's interesting that now ones and ones would turn around and face westward in the direction of the setting sun. Why? Because this signals the arrival of the Shabbat. So in turning in the direction of the setting sun, right, as the sun is going, as they say, it's going down, but as the light is going down, right, this signals the arrival of HaShabbat, even on the Friday Eve, here. So this we do while reciting, it is said by some traditions, the last stanza of the Lekha Dodi hymn, of the chant, Lekha Dodi, come, my dear friend, come, my love, come, my friend. A slight bow, there's a slight bow that's affected when saying the words in the Hebrew, Boi, Kala. Boi, speaking to a woman, if I say to a woman, boi, like come here, boi, speaking to a woman, a man would be more like bo, right? But here, boi, kala, come, O bride, boi, kala, come, O bride. So a slight bow is affected when saying these words, boi, come, speaking to she, kala, come, O bride. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. We find this even among the Torah observant Yehudi Jews today, as well as among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. And also, when we look into the Hebrew, in many places, the Hebrew brings that out as well. Both of these, they convey the imagery of beauty and radiance, testifying to the tremendous affection that Yom HaShabbat, remember man was not made for the Sabbath, but she was made for we, that the Sabbath enjoyed among Jah people. There's a midrash, a teaching, that's the basis for the idea that Jah, he mated Jah people, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of the covenant, Jah people, with the Shabbat. This can be found in Bereshit Rabbah 11 and 9. Hence, here, the notion of a beloved bride whose arrival is eagerly awaited and joyously welcomed. Here, a little rendition of this here, Lekha Dodi, here on the dub, Stephen Marley. On the Hey Baby dub. Boi, kala, boi, boi na, boi na.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Lekha Dodi, come my beloved, come beloved, come, meet the queen, the Shabbat. Right there, the Abba Yudaya Yehudi, the Abba Yudaya Jews of Uganda right there, going through the traditional chant for the Shabbat time, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, right here, and there's a word right here from the Brit Hadasha that says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. So ones and ones hearing the chant there, there's different versions of it. There's a Beta Israel. There's different Yehudi communities. We have a version on the Stir It Up where we just go through some of the main words. But here, to give one just the overs of the chant right here, the Psalms previous, 95 to 99 for the Shabbat time, plus Psalms 92. Right, which is the Sabbath, the evening psalm for the Sabbath day, and then the Friday sealing up, Psalm 93, the chants, bringing in the Shabbat, chanting the Isis right here. We have the Lekha Dodi. Just briefly right here on the Lekha Dodi, just going over, just reading what you heard right there. They went through the full of four right there. Lekha Dodi. Lekha means come, and Dodi, like my beloved or my friend, often interpreted as come, my friend, to meet the bride. Let us welcome the presence of the Sabbath. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Likado di likratkala, the chant as he was chanting, Likado di likratkala, Pene Shabata Nikabala. Come, my friend. So that's the chorus right there, there, there. So it begins off, observe and remember the Shabbat day. Shemor with Zakor Bidibor Echad. Observe and remember the Sabbath day, the only God, the only power, El Ha'el Hayel, Hailahim, Elohim, caused I and I to hear in a single utterance. Yah, yah. Here has yod and yod, which would be like saying in one translation they have ja in the psalm, but in the Hebrew it is yah. So here they have yah, yah, like jaja, jaja echad, ushemo echad. The he who be who he be, Jehovah is one, and his name is one to his renown and his glory and his praise and his eyes. L'shem u'ale tiferet. Now as he reads on the tiferet, tefera, in the Hebrew, right, bringing out the glory sense, and Rastafari or Tafari in the Hebrew, L'shem, the name, Ua le tis'aret, we li tahila, and the tahila, the halel, the Isis, right here, here, here. So here, just going through the basics, verses, come, come, let us go to meet the Sabbath, for it is a wellspring of baraka, of blessing, from the beginning, from of old, May Rosh, Rosh in Hebrew is the Ras, the head, May Rosh, the beginning, the head, the start, Mik Edom, and from the Kedem, and from the ancient times, the first times, from the Kedem, from of old, it was ordained, last in production, first in thought. Going to the verse, next verse here. O sanctuary of our King, O regal city, arise, go forth from thy overthrow. Long enough has thou dwelt in the valley of weeping. Verily, he will have compassion up on thee. He will have compassion upon thee. Then the chorus, the Lekado di Likrat Kala, comes in again. Come, my beloved, come, my friend. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise, put on the garments of thy glory. Shake thyself from the dust and arise, put on the garments of thy glory. O my people, through the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, draw thou nigh, near, near, near to my soul. Redeem it. Redeem her, the soul. The chorus, Lekado di Likrat Kala, comes in. Next verse. Arouse thyself, for thy light is come. Ki ba orek, kumi ori, speaking to she, kumi, kumi, saying to her, kumi, speaking like to a woman, kumi, arise. Ori, ori, arise, shine, awake, awake. Give forth a song. The glory of Jehovah is revealed upon thee. Then the chorus again, Lekado di Likrat Kala. Then to the next verse, be not ashamed, neither be confounded. Why art thou cast down? Why art thou disquieted? The poor of my people trust in thee. The city shall be built on her own mound. Chorus, Lekado di Likrat Kala. Verse, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that would swallow thee shall be far away. Thy God, thy power shall rejoice over thee, the I, speaking to she, as a bridegroom rejoiceth over his bride. And again, the chorus, Lekado di Likrat Kala, Pene Shabata Nikabala. Next verse right here, thou shalt spread abroad on the right hand and on the left, and thou shalt reverence Jehovah. Through the offspring of Perez, we also shall rejoice and be glad. Chorus line, Lekado di. And then right here, 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 the concluding verse right here. Come in peace, thou crown of thy husband. Boi, be shalom. Boi, boi is like to speak to she, right? To come, like boi, 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 boi na, boi, boi, boi. Like come, speaking to her, come in peace. Boi, be shalom, in shalom, thou crown of thy husband. Itaret ba'ilah, itaret ba'ilah. Ba'ilah, of thy husband, speaking to she, of thy Ba'al, with rejoicing and with cheerfulness in the midst of the faithful of the chosen people. O bride, come, O bride. And there we have the concluding, you know, Kala, Boi, Kala. Kala, Kala is bride. Boi, speaking to she to come. Kala, Boi, Kala. Kala, Boi, Kala. And then we have the chorus going out. Lika, Dodia, Likrat, Kala, Peneya, Shabata, Nikabala. Which is to say, come, my friend, to meet the bride. And we see the bride speaking of Shabbat. So Shabbat, from the ancient times, conceived as a bride, as a woman, as she. Come, my friend, come, my bride. Let us welcome Pnei Shabbat, to say to the face, the presence of the Shabbat. Also, the idea is like turning to the Sabbath, turning the face to the Sabbath. Pnei Shabbat, Nikabalah. Let us Kabbalah. Let us receive. Nikabalah. Let us receive the face, the presence of the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. Yes, I.
Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety, send back peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos in the temple.
And since we had the Abuya Daya, right, of Uganda, Wakanda, Wakanda, another way of saying Uganda, Wakanda, of Wakanda, here, the Beta Israel from Ethiopia, right here, traditional chant here for the Sabbath, Elohim praise.
Fill it up, little darling, fill it up, little darling, lechado di. Liklat, liklat kalaya, b'nei Shabbat. Shabbat Nikabilah, little darling, speed it up, little darling, speed it up, little darling, come my friend, let's go. For now, the time to dance and sing, to greet the Sabbath bride. Oh, darling, now speed it up, little darling, speed it up. Little darling, cut lively up yourself. Don't be no trash. You got to lively up yourself. Reggae is another bag.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. In the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready. My name ready.
Yes, this is Chiran. Stir it up version of the Lekado D. Yes, I calling, singers and players of instrument. Yes, I for the fall with the future. Share any dubs or whatnot like that. Like to hear some of the inspiration tunes by the brothers and sisters. But here at this point, we have Psalm 92. Psalm 92, then we see that was Psalm 93 for the welcoming of the Shabbat. Here, Psalm 92 for the Shabbat.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
And here an adaptation of the Psalm 92, the psalm for the Shabbat day, the psalm that is said to have been chanted in the temple of Jerusalem on the Shabbat day, Psalm 92. Here, adaptation, Army Gideon, here Ras Andesa with Shabbat peace.
بسم آب و ول و منفس کلوس هادو آملا آمین کبر لکال و کبر لکلتو کبر لحیر و کبر لکلما و حیر ملا جا راست فار آئی آجا جا وی آن ویل آجا جا وی آن ویل Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, inside your home and still send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path, Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore, enemies perish when down on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa, and I will be anointed with fresh oil, come on, well, yeah, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Well, enough of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place you get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You fight with sin and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home, send back salam, Shabbat shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well, come on, well, yeah. More and better, the Im Negeri Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we hide is not. I judge your way on.
Rastafari, I live it. Last year, I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever.
So sealing up the welcoming of the Shabbat, initiating the Shabbat time right here on the eve right here, Psalm 93, which is the standing psalm, the Friday psalm right here, the seal up psalm.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Leolam, Waed. He who be, we be, Jehovah is king. Jehovah has become king, coronated. Jehovah rule as king forever and ever.
Makeover, Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky. Spread out your hands, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up, ha ha. Yep, yep, pump up the volume every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my faith. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha, Shem, you're the king. Ha, Shem, you're the king. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Leolam Vaed. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch. I wanna get up.
in Hashem with all of our soul. The Kleeper is fighting, we know. We raging a war, we won't let him go. Even if the world don't turn, the fire will burn. The H time me, a korban, some sacrifice. Yeah, put H on me, we clapping loud, screaming loud, we gonna take the crown. Bring it back straight to the king, then we bow, Mahu complete. Yep. Pick up a mitzvah, lay down the hate. Olama Ba or Olama Zay, the feeling is great, what we can say. Praise Hashem,
now
his name is great.
Now we're standing here, and the night's so clear, like the shine upon your crown. Yeah, we're up so high in the midnight sky, and we'll never come back down.
Yes, 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 inspired by the Psalms right there. Nassim Black, a.k.a. Nassim X, fellow Yehudi, brethren, Brooklynite, with God Al-Baz, with Hashem Elect 2.0. Yeah, this is the world makeover. Moshiach will take over. You ain't got to be me or see what I see. All you got to do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky. Spread out your hands. Say thank you. Smile. Get them up. Put them up. Leave them up high. High. Yep, yep. Pump up the volume every day. Stand in place. Heart racing, a word to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my place. And here the chorus comes from the Psalms and also it's in the Siddur. Hashem, Yahuwah, Hashem. The name, in deference to the name, many Yehudi will say Hashem, the name, instead of saying the YHWH, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Melech, Hashem, Jehovah is king, Hashem Malak, Malak, like from the Psalm, Malak, reigneth. But the more better translation of Malak, different than Melech, which points out the emphasis of the pointing, Melech is king. Malak is, has become king, or in a direct sense has been coronated. Hashem Yimlok, Yimlok, he will reign, rule as king. Some interesting lyrics right here, just to touch on this right here before we move forward. Hashem Malek, Hashem Malak, our father, King David's rock, your honor. We give our lot, the stronger we cling. You drop the blessing, the bracha, success, hatzlacha. The world is yours. You offer it to whomever calls you. There was this part right here. I just want to share this part. This is a good part here. Some of his lyrics right there. The singer, God Al-Baz, the rapper, Nassim Black, Nassim X. He says, wake up, my friend, we gone. Praising Hashem with all of our soul. The Kleeper is fighting, we know. Now, the Kleepot is one way to refer to certain entities, you could say demonic entities, the klipa. But klipa in the Hebrew is like, you know, like the bark of a tree. When the bark of the tree, like you peel off the bark, like the demons, like the peeling off the bark of the tree. The klipa is fighting. We know, we waging a war. We don't let them go. Even if the world don't turn, the fire will burn. The aish, tamid. In the Hebrew, the aish is fire, tamid. That's a continual fire. You see that in the Torah when you're reading in the Torah sections of the altar, the mizbeach, to keep the fire burning, the continual fire. The fire will burn. The aish, tamid. The eternal fire, or continual fire, or korban, self-sacrifice. Yep, put aish on me. We clapping loud, scream it loud. We gonna take the crown, bring it back straight to the king. Then we bow, Malkut complete. Malkut, in the Hebrew, Malkut is the kingdom, the government. Malkut complete. Yep, pick up a mitzvah, a commandment. Lay down the chet. The chet, chet in Hebrew is like the lack or the sin. It's translated off as sin, but from the cheta is like the lack. Be caught lacking, fall short, missing the mark, the uckery. Olam haba or olam hazeh. Olam, the world, haba, like haba nagila, haba come. To come, Nagila, let us joy. Olam, the world, haba, the world to come, or olam hazeh, the olam, the world, ha, the, zeh, the this. This world or the world to come, the feeling is great when we can say, praise Hashem, his name is great. Now, we standing here in the night so clear, like the shine, I love this verse right here, like the shine upon your crown. Yay, we up so high in the morning, in the midnight sky, and we never come back down. And then the chorus come again, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Imlok, Le'olam Va'ed, Le'olam Va'ed on the modern Hebrew, Le'olam Va'ed. Le'olam va'ed. But there, brothers and sisters, right here. I'd like to share this with the time that we have right here. Got today's daily psalm, today's daily psalm 117. I'd like to share this here, a little word from our brother Nassim Black, Nassim X, you know, fellow Yehudi, Black Jew, that's right, you know, say Father Paula G, praise the G, the real G. Here it says, why are they stopping you? This little audio clip, speaking about the power of tefillah. Tefillah in the Hebrew is prayer, right? The selot, right? Like selot in the Aramaic. But the tefillah, why are they stopping you? Here, look a word right here before the tefillah for the Shabbat. Hear this. Yes, I. Rastafari. Come. Yeah, okay, the boy want to give trouble. Hold on, brothers and sisters and brothers right here. Yes. Okay, we see the board is just scrolling right here. Might have to reboot this right here. Give me one moment to bring it up on the next top. All right, got on the next top. Here, Tefillah, why are they stopping you from prayer?
So we always need more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself?
Okay, let me come again because the sound, just getting the sound right. Okay, why are they stopping you? Nassim X speaking on prayer and the power of prayer.
So we always need more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistance in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, so that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, tefillah, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Stand at the height of what? But it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnias, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have in your prayers, that's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely going to see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance, because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Baruch Hashem right there. I hope ones and ones could hear that. Basically, feel hard to like pray. Like the word, sound and power. The word is so very important. Sometimes it's hard for the words to come out, or there's distraction because the klipot or the satan, the ops, the resistance, the adversarial mind, the adversarial thoughts are like holding you down, because the enemy knows how powerful it is when we express that word, sound, and power that I and I call tefillah and tzelot and prayer right there. So here, for the tefillah arabit, the evening service here for the Shabbat, just a go through right here, some of the basics. Yes, sir.
And for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the and here. And here, just a run through, a go through of the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for festivals. Evening service here, Shabbat Eve, TJIF, thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday. So here, the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew, Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Usual translation is, blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise is due, to whom all blessing is due. Barku, bless y'all, Barku. Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Modern Hebrew, Barku et Adonai Ham Borak. Blessed, praise, increase, abundant, be he who be who he be, to whom all praise, all baraka is due. Then the congregation, upon the reader's saying that word sound, the aggregation response is Baruch Yahuwah Ham Barak Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise, all blessings is due forever and ever. So the aggregation responding to the Baruch et Yahuwah Ham Barak, responsa Baruch, bless Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Ham Barak, the blessed one, Le'olam, forever, Wa'ed, forever to time indefinite and onward. Hear. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Meleka Ha'olam. Blessed, prospered be thou, O he who be who he be, I and I Elohim, King of the universe, universal King. In wisdom, in chokmah, dost thou bring on the dust of twilight and openest the gates of Shemaim, of the heavens, to usher in a new day. In understanding, in understanding, overstanding, dost thou, the eye, arrange the changes of time, of Iowa, and the succession of the seasons. Thou, the eye, has set the stars in their courses in the sky, according to thy will. Thou, the eye, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the eye, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou, the eye, has set a boundary between day and night. Thou art Yahuwah, thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all the heavenly hosts. O ever-living, eternal El, power, Hayel, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature, of the natures, may it also be established over us, over I and I, forever and ever. Praise, blessed be thou, the I, O Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Ha, Ma'erib, Erabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Ha, Ma'erib, Erabim. With everlasting eternal love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel. Thou hast revealed to us, to I and I, a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, and commandments, statutes, and judgments. Therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, when we lay down and when we, I and I, rise up, we, I and I, shall attend to thy statutes. Yea, we, I and I, shall rejoice in the words of Torah Tekah, of thy Torah, thy direction, instruction, and in thy commandments for Iva and Iva. They are our life, I and I liberty, and the measure of I and I days. And we, I and I, will meditate, will iditate on them day and night. Mayest thou, the I, never take away thy love from I and I. Praise, blessed be thou, Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. Blessed, praise, increase, prosper be thee, O he who be who he be, who lovest thy people, Israel. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. And here, when praying without a minyan, without the ten Torah observant brethren, when praying without a minyan, begin with these words in the Hebrew, El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, is a faithful king. El, Hayel. El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, the true good, the true God. Melech, king, Ne'eman. Ne'eman, faithful, the Aman. Here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our power, our Elohim, he who be, we be the one. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom, his glorious government for Iva and Iva forever and ever. Baruch Shem, Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be who he be, Eloheka, the I Elohim of all your heart and of all your soul and of all your might. And you shall take to heart, hartikal, these words that I command you this day. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall iditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning, in the morning, and you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home, in your bait, and on the gates of your cities. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. And if you will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, and if y'all will obey my commandments, Wahaya im Shamoa Tishmeu, that I command you this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, he who be your Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul, then I will grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Be aware, lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim and to bow down to them. Ha'el, Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close Shemayim, the heavens, the place of the upper waters, so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast, disappear from the good land that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hands and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate, to iditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey a trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning in the morning, and you shall write them on the doorpost in your bait, in your home, and on the gates of your cities. Thus, like this, will your life, your liberty, and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Yahuwah, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, promised your ancestors. For as long as the sky remaineth over the earth, over the earthly plane. And here, Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak, daber, speak to the children of Israel, daber el bnei Yisrael, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe, tzitzit, shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and you, y'all, shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attractions of your eyes, to be misled by them. Thus, like this, will you remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be wholly set apart before your Elohim. I be he who be who he be. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Yahuwah, am your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem Asher Roho Tzeitia Etekema Me Eret Mitzrayim Lihyota Lakem Lelohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Emet Ve Emuna. Emet, true and certain it is. Emet Ve Emuna. True and certain it is that he is Yahuwah. He is Jehovah. I and I, Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. That he be, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. There is none else. We ain zulato. And that we, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered, I and I, from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our enemies, our haters, and retribution upon our oppressors, I and I, downpressors. His saving acts are beyond our understanding, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept us, I and I, in life and liberty, and he did not allow us, I and I, to stumble. He led us, I and I, victorious over the strong places of our enemies, over the strong places of I and I haters. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all our foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro and performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, from bondage to freeness. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, as they praise the Hashem, his name. In gladness, they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, their loyalty to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to thee, to the I in power, O El, O Elohim? Who can compare to thee in holiness and idleness, in set apartness? Mi kamoka ba'elim. Who can compare to thee in power? Who can compare to thee in power, Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Who can compare to thee in holiness and set apartness? Mi kamoka ne'edar ba'kodesh. Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None, no one can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledged the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders in the Yam Suf, in the Etarabahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli. This is my God. This is my power. This is Eli. Ze Eli. Anu we amru. This is Eli. This is my power, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam, Wa'ed. Yahuwah, Jehovah, has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversaries, adversities mightier than he. Praise be thou, the I, thee, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch atah, Yahuwah, Gaal, Yisrael, cause us, I and I, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, to retire for the night in shalom, in peace, and in the dawning, in the morning. Do thou, the I, Malkeinu, our King, awaken I and I again to life and liberty. Enfold us, I and I, with thy protecting shalom, peace, and improve us, improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou art a merciful El, a merciful power. Shield us, shield I and I against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine, and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence, by thy face, by thy perception. For thou, O El, Elohim, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O Elohim, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the eye guard, our coming and our going for life, for liberty and shalom and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold us, enfold I and I, with the shelter of thy, of the eye, shalom, of the eye, peace. Praise, blessed be thee, O Yahuwah Jehovah, who spreadest peace. Shalom over I and I, over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha pores. Sukata shalom aleinu. We all call Amo Yisrael. We all Yerushalayim. And here. Fulfillment here on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat. This is what we say from Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to verse 17. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting eternal covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, his work ceased, and he ordained rest. Wishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabata, la'esota et ha-shabata, le'dorotama, b'rita olam, b'ini ya'u b'ina b'nei Yisrael ot, hi, le'olam, ki shesheta, Yamim asa Yahuwah et ha shamayi ve et ha aretz. U bayom ha shbi'i shabbat vayaye nafash. Here. This ancient is going over this once again. Exodus 31, 16 to 17. And the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. With Shamru, and they shall keep, B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, shall keep, et ha-shabbat, the Sabbath, la-esot, to do et ha-shabbat, do the Sabbath, le-dorotam, do the rest, le-dorotam, throughout their generation, berit, a covenant, olam, an eternal covenant. It is a sign between I and the B'nai Yisrael forever. Beini, between I, Ubain, and between B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Ot, a sign, he, she, Ot, he, she is a sign, Le Olam, for Iver, forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah made heaven and earth. Ki, Shesheta, Yamim, Asa, Yahuwah, Et HaShemayim, Ve Et HaAretz. And on the seventh day, his work ceased. Ubayom Hashbi'i Shabbat, and he ordained rest. Waye Nafash. Shabbat Shalom. Simbet Salam. Here. Riding up with the Amida, which comes in after this right here. Here for the Shabbat time. Shabbat Shalom. Simbet Salam. Salam. Salam.
Yes.
Amida.
Yes.
Standing prayer. Standing prayer.
Yes,
standing prayer. Standing prayer. Standing prayer.
Yes, and use this standing prayer and silent devotion, the Amida. But here, for this TJIF, Shabbat Shalom, Tanda Shalom, about to head into the Grace, Iowa. Hopefully we get into the Psalm 117. Stay tuned. Going to have Benjamite, Brother Benjamite, in the Sabbath day, which kind of connects here with the Siddur, with the liturgy. Once again, Shabbat Shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
And here, the scriptural connection right here to the Shabbat day and to the Siddur. Here, Shabbat Eve, Benjamite. Yes, I. Rastafari. Benjamite, instrumental by Rico Dubwise right here. Bring up this board right here. Yeah, technical, push through. Zimah.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. to the Most High of creation. He hallowed it and made it a holy day, separation, to be one with the Most High and feel His essence. Destructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until Thy kingdom comes.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by Him that sits upon the highest throne. From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shalom, shalom aleichem. Shalom aleichem, shalom be upon you all, peace be up on you. Shalom aleichem, Malkei Ha Sharet, Malkei Elyon, Nimelech Malkei Ha Melakim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Peace be upon you all, ministering angels, angels of the ministry, Malkei Ha Sharet. Malkei Elyon, angels of Elyon, of the highest, of the most high. Nimelech, Malkei HaMelakim, from the King of Kings. Nimelech, Malkei HaMelakim, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Boakem. L'shalom, Malkei HaShalom, Malkei Elyon, Mimelech, Malkei HaMelakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come in peace, Boakem, Boakem, L'shalom, Boakem, L'shalom. Come in shalom, messengers, angels of peace, Boakem, L'shalom, Malkei HaShalom, Malkei Elyon, angels, Malakei Elyon, of the Most High, of the Highest, Nimelech, from the King, Malkei HaMelakim, from the King of Kings, from the Supreme King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Barhuni l'shalom malkei HaShalom malkei Elyon Nimelech malkei HaMelakim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bless me, bless I with shalom, messengers, angels of shalom. Barhuni l'shalom malkei HaShalom malkei Elyon, messengers, angels of the Most High, Nimelech, Malkei HaMelakim, of the Supreme King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruchu. Here, the final portion right here. Faitekem le shalom malkeya ha shalom malke elyon nimalek malke hamelakim hakadosh baruchu. May your departure, your Tfiat Tekem. Interesting that the Yetziat, the Tfiat in the King of Kings Bible, we have the second book known as Exodus, the Orit, the Ethiopic Torah, the Orit, Ze Tfiat, Tfiat, the Exodus coming out. In the Hebrew we say Yetziat, the Tfiat, like an Exodus. May your Exodusing, Tfiat Tekem, Lishalom, be in peace. Malkei ha shalom, messengers, angels of shalom. Malkei elyon, angels of the highest. Mi melek, from the king. Malkei ha melakim, from the king of kings. Malkei ha melakim, ha kadosh baruch hu, blessed be he. Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. Yes, I. Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Yes, I. That right there is known as a Shalom Aleichem, a chant right there, that Shalom Aleichem. What reminds I and I is Rastafari, I and I refer to I and I as fire angels. You know, the fire angels. Yes, I. The angels. Angels, ministering angels. Messengers, the Malkei Elyon. And as we brought out before, that the king of Yisrael, the anointed king of Yisrael, is called Elyon. Jah says that he makes him Elyon above the kings of the earth, makes him most high. So the king of kings, anointed king of kings, according to the Torah, is Elyon. And also Yisrael, Israel, also when Israel is in the proper covenant keeping, Israel also is Elyon, is most high above all the nations, as I and I king, even the king of kings, is above all kings and rulers and potentates and whatever. HaKadosh
Baruch Hu. Adamawi.
Slatia.
The home place is due for
help.
So here. Ross Michael, heal up Ross Michael and sons and niggas. Yes, I keep to the truth, you know, in spite of ones and ones and ones.
You name the God and is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and it's terrible among men. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Yes, yes, yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem.
Padamawi.
Inflatia.
The home place is
due
for help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Let's ride out with today's daily psalm. It's Likul, but it's Talawa. It's a Likul psalm. What is it, two verses or so? Yeah, here. Today's daily
psalm.
Psalm 117.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin.
Oh, praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Billy nations.
Hallelujah, et Adonai, kol goyim.
Praise him, all ye people.
Shabbehuhu kol ha'ummim.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us. Great toward us.
Ki gavar alenu hasdo.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever, forever, forever.
Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, 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 le'olam.
Praise ye the Lord, ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, ya, 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 ya.
መዝሙር 116 በቅንፍ 117 ሃሌሉያ አህዛብ ሁላችሁ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ወገኖችም ሁሉ ያመስግኑ ምህረቱ በእኛ ላይ ጸንታለችና የእግዚአብሔርም እውነት ለዘላለም ትኖራለች ሃሌሉያ
Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin.
Oh, praise.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations.
Hallelujah, et Adonai kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim.
Praise all ye people.
Shabbehuhu kol ha'ummim, kol ha'ummim, kol ha'ummim, kol ha'ummim.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, great toward us, great toward us, great toward us.
Ki gavar alenu hasdo, 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 hasdo.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever, forever.
Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, 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 le'olam.
Praise ye the Lord, see the Lord.
Hallelujah, ya.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, 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 the highest himself, the most high himself, yes, I, hallelujah, hallelujah, psalm right here, 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 summons to all nations to praise Yah, to praise Jah. Psalm right here, it's little, small, but very great, very important right here. Go through the Amharic and the Hebrew right here for today's daily psalm before the Midrash, the study.
All right, yes, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, according to the Sefer and the Sefer Tehillim,
We have some Kof Yod Zain. Kof Yod Zain. Today's daily psalm. Yes, I make I-9 chant a psalm. Chant a psalm a day. All right, so we have today's daily psalm. It's a summons to all nations to praise Elohim. Elohim, come on. We have the Salah. So yes, I rise to far. So here we have, let's see, the chant a psalm. Chant a psalm a day. All right. Yezare Mizmor. Yezare Mizmor. Chant a psalm. Chant a psalm a day. Been longing to do a vlog like this right here where we can actually go through the Hebrew and today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is the 117th. Hebraically speaking, it's the Kof Yod Zain. And now when we speak about the psalms according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachi Tzedek, of Melchizedek, Malachi Tzedek, Malachi in the Hebrew, Malachi is Tzedek, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Behold, Kedemawi, Tyler Selassie, yes, I, Rastafari. So today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 117. So let's go through some of the prep work right here, and let us bring this up right here. And let us actually go to our desktop right here and open up. Let's open up my sword, my sword, my sword. All right? My sword, my sword, my sword. And let us put the hallelujah. It's a hallelujah. All right? It's a hallelujah psalm or hallelujah psalm. All right? So here, go here. But let's go to one. Let's see how we go to this one. Let's say praise. Praise the Lord. And I'll put praise the Lord. All right? Just to bring it up on the search, the keyword search. And here it is Psalm 117, maybe one more page, should be on this page, and there we go right there, 117th Psalm, right? And it's Likul Batalu. In fact, these two verses are the two verses of the Psalm, today's daily Psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, R-O-E-H, Roeh. Roeh is a shepherd, a Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here we have the shortest of the Psalms, right? Here, let's go into a more of a tighter view right here, right? We have the shortest of the Psalms. Let's see if we can, there's a way to bring it up right here. And here we have these two verses right here, today's daily Psalm right here. The shortest of the Psalms, yet it's one of the grandest. Now, its insertion into the Psalter, or the Book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, the Sefer, Hebraically, the Cipher, the Book, the Sefer Tehillim, of the praises, even that word, Hallel, Hallel, Tehillim, the Ililta, right? Like we hear the Ililta, right? The Hallel, right? Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Praise of he who be who he be. So the insertion in the Psalms to the Book of Psalms is a witness to the universal aspiration, the true aspiration of the way of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, often referred to as Judaism. We call this, we the black Jews, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, to the Judaic Yehudinet, the tribe, right? The tribe of Yehuda, right? Especially of the tribe and the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Or in a modern sense, once again, say Judaism, so to speak. Now, the mission of Yisrael. What is the mission of Yisrael? The mission of Israel, it remains unfulfilled until the hope that's voiced in this psalm, in today's daily psalm, this very psalm, becomes a reality. So the mission of Yisrael, the true Israel of Elohim, right? The true Israel of God, the true Israel of Jah Rastafari, the true mission of Israel remains unfulfilled until the hope, the expectation that is voiced in Volka in this psalm, in this Nizmor, in this chant, today's daily psalm, becomes a reality. And we're speaking about this psalm, the psalm Kof Yod Zain, the 117th psalm, psalm CXVII. Yes, I, Rastafari. So if, as modern commentators hold, this psalm is of a post-exilic date after the exile, it proves that the true universal, non-partial, the true universal, some will say universal and universalism, but we'll say the universal, right, is strong, right, is strong in the heart of the Yehudi, the heart of the Jew, the Yehuda, Judahite, we, the black Jews, the Lion, the Tribe of Judah, even we have the new name, the precious name, that new name, Rastafari, especially when struggling to rebuild
the national liberty, right? The life of Jah people, the nation of Jah people, and that this task was undertaken in no kind of a chauvinistic spirit, you know, because some would try to throw all sort of lies, right, against Jah children, against Jah people. But make I and I chant, right, chant them down. Now, the brevity, we're still speaking about today's daily psalm, right, chant a psalm, chant a psalm, chant a psalm a day. Right, chant a psalm a day and keep the devil, keep the mixed up moods and attitudes, the world flesh and the satanic system away. So the brevity, the briefness of the psalm has led to the opinion that this psalm right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 117, may actually be a fragment, right? Maybe a fragment which has become somehow detached from its context. Some say presumably it could have been through like the carelessness of a copyist. Some allege because it's such a short psalm. And so as Benjamin, right, as the so-called Yadi, the Jaman, Benjamite, and the nine brothers may say, it's a little, but it's Talua. Bamarinya, in the language of the King of Kings, would say it's Tinish Gin Talakna. It's small, but it's very important. But that's only a conjecture that it's a fragment broken off. Because, see, these two verses are, in truth, Liko Batalawa, Multum in Parvo. As I say, Multum in Parvo is nuff, it's much in a small, in a little. Right? Now, some of the Hebrew MSS, like the manuscripts, they do not treat it as a separate psalm in some of the old, the Hebraic manuscripts, but they attach it either to the end of the CXVI of Psalm 116, some attach it there, or at the beginning of Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 118. But its message, what is the message here in today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews? What's the message here? It's distinct. Right? The message is distinct from both the preceding 116th psalm and the succeeding the 118th. This is today's daily psalm, the 117th. The message is distinct from both of them. And the arrangement of the MT or the Masoretic text, which regards it as a separate psalm, this also has the support of the Koine, or what ones we call the LXX, the Septuagint, and we also have the support of the Royal Amharic Bible and the Ethiopic manuscripts from which we get Jubilees and Enoch as well. Hopefully we have some time here to touch on that as well. Just some intro, as ones on the Blog Talk Radio, the radio broadcast and podcast know, going to some intro, you just get an overview, right, of the Tehillim and the particular cipher, the psalm in the cipher, and today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim is the Kof Yod Zayin psalm. So here we have these two verses. Let's go over these two verses right here. Today's daily psalm. Hallelujah et Yahuwah kol goyim. Shabechuhu kol ha'umim. Ki gaber aleinu chasdo v'emet Yahuwah le'olam. Hallelujah. 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 Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So as we get into this right here, get into the script right here, you can see this right here, build up the breakdown, the hallelujah, right? The halal, to shine, to flash forth light, to praise, to boast. Ethiopically, this is the ilulta. You say the ilulta. The ilulu to Yah, to Yahuwah, to He who be, who He be, His divine majesty, to praise. Praiseworthy, to commend, to praise, right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we have that hallelujah right there. Praise He who be, who He be. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Eta Yahweh, Kol Goyim. Shabechuhu, Kol Ha'umim. Praise He who be, who He be. Kol Goyim. All goyim, all nations. Shabechuhu, laud him, and applaud him. So now you see in the KJV, praise has the H1984. That's the halal, where we get to hallelujah, all of y'all. It's a command to all of y'all. Hallelujah, eta Yahuwah. Praise He who be, who He be, Yod Hey, Weh Hey, Now, notice the second phrase. The Bible says, all ye nations, call goyim. Call goyim. All of the nations and nationalities, ethnicities, call goyim. That's what it's anniversial, right? Non-partial. All nations, all nations. Praise him. Shabbahuhu. 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 Laud him. Applaud him. Right? From the word shabach. We have shabach. To soothe, to still, to stroke, to soothe. Right? To laud, to praise, to commend. To praise, to commend, to congratulate, to boast, to address. Address, in it says down here in the Strong's definition, it says a primitive root. Right? Shabach. Right? Where we get the shabachuhu. Shabachuhu. All of y'all. Right? The hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ooh. All of y'all. Hallelujah. All of y'all. Shabbahuhu. Who? All of y'all. To address in a loud tone, specifically loud, right? Figuratively to pacify as if by words, to applaud. Applaud him, to laud him, to commend him, to glory him, right? To praise, to triumph. So notice in the KJV, you might think that the hallelujah there and the hallelujah or the praise there is the same. It's not. So this is what we study to show ourselves approved. Hallelujah. Eta Yahuwah. Eta Yahuwah. Kol goyim. Ashabahuhu. Kol ha umim. Laud him, applaud him. All ye people, call ha-umim, 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 right? Ha-umim, from umma, umma, or what's a umma? Umma is like a people, a tribe, a nation, a umma, right? A collection, that is like a community of persons. All the nations call goyim, and all the peoples call ha-umim. All the ummas, all the collection of people, all the communities of persons, nations, nationalities, ethnicities. So speaking about the national groups and the ethnicities to praise he who be who he be, his divine majesty. Second verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 117, the Kof Yod Zain. Second verse, it says, Ki agaber, ki gaber, aleinu chasdo ve'emet ha-yahuwa le'olam. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ki gaber, ki gaber, aleinu chasdo ve'emet ha-yahuwa le'olam. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So here in today's daily psalm, right, we have the second verse, for his merciful, right, it says, for his merciful, the chesed, right, his merciful kindness, chesed. Now notice that here in the English it has it twice, but in the Hebrew it is only there once, just to note that right there. We have it twice here, right, where you see, for his merciful, the H-67-17, then it says kindness, the H-67-17, slicker, the H-26-17. So here we have the H-26-17, chesed, 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 right, chesed, kindness, right, chesed, mercy. So here, when we're looking at the Strong's compared to the KJV, you see it twice, but it's once. We have chesedo. Where it says, ki gaber aleinu chasido. Ki for gaber, for big. Right, for big, gaber, for strengthen. Ki gaber aleinu. Aleinu. Aleinu means upon us. Aleinu. For big. Ki gaber aleinu. For big upon us, chasido. For big upon us is his mercy, his merciful kindness, his loving kindness. Hebraically, better translated, his loving kindness, his mercy, which implies his love, jalov, right? The chesed, chasedo, chasedo, ki gaber aleinu chasedo, for big, for great, right? We have the H-1396, gaber, gaber. To be strengthened, to prevail, to be strong, to be powerful, for great, right, is his loving kindness. For strengthened is his loving kindness, aleinu, aleinu, upon and toward, upon us, aleinu, ki gaver, aleinu, chasido, ve emet yawa le'olam, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the truth. Ve'emet, 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 ve'emet Adonai, ve'emet Yahuwah, ve'emet, and the emet is the H571 emet, right? Emet, the firmness, the faithfulness, the truth, right? Both faith and truth is found in this word. So when we speak about truth, emet, we also speak about faithfulness, like emuna, the emunato, the hymen note, the true faith, the living faith, the true religion, the truth, the reality, and the truth. And the reality and the faithfulness. Once again, look at the word right here. Firmness, emet, right? Faithfulness, emet, truth, sureness, always faithful, always sure, reliability, stability, continuance, itinually, faithfulness, reliableness, truth, right? And you can go through the breakdown of it right there, that stability. In the figurative sense, it's that certainty and truth, right? But in its actual sense, it's that faithfulness, right? That faithful, that rightness, that trustworthiness. Right, that trustworthiness and the trustworthiness of Yod Hey Weh Hey, He Who Be We Be is Divine Majesty. The trustworthiness of Yahuwah of Yahweh endureth forever. Le'olam, the olam. For a long duration, antiquity, right, futurity, both in the past. Remember, the olam is not just the forever forward future, but it's the forever forward past. It's the forever, right, even the ancient days, right? But this is to the sense of, to the Ionis, the Ian of Ian, to the world without end. This is the implied, right? This is the implied, that eternity, le'olam. Then it ends right here with that, praise ye the Lord. You see what it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise is the H1984. That is the halal. And in this sense, is that command to you all is hallelujah. 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 Praise ye Yah. Praise ye He who be. Praise ye He who be. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. As you say, hallelujah, right? But Hebraically, hallelujah. Praise ye He who be, who we be. Here we have the H3050, right? The contracted, some say, sense, Yah. Yah. Because we have Yah or Jah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, or Jehovah in the transliteration, in the shortened form. He who be, who he be, his divine majesty, right? So here, Yahuwah, 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 Yahovah, some would say Jehovah, the existent one, right? And get into that right there as well. Now here, we'd like to just share this right here. Let's go to the Amharic, since this is a Lico Batalawa, so not just in the Hebrew, right? From low degree to high degree, get that Hebraic level. And then let's go to the Royal Amharic, or the Book of the Seven Seals. So here we're in the Yota, the Iota. So here is the Psalm of David. And let's see if we can go down here to, it's the 117, the 117th, and let's click on it. So here we have these two verses in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals. It's known as Mezmore Dawi. Remember, in the Hebrew we say Mizmor, Mizmor, Ethiopically, right? We say Mezmor. And in this sense, an Ethiopic construct, Mezmore, the Psalm of Mezmore, the Mezmore, Dawit, right? Dawit. It says Hallelujah. You see, Hallelujah. Two verses says, Ahizav hulachu, ekziav herinna ameskenut, wegonochim hulu ya meskenut, mihiretu benya lais entalechna, ye ekziav herimma uneta lezalalem tenoralech. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leku batalawa. Yes, and then here with this particular software, if we would click over here, let's see if we can get this to come up right here. I'm trying to press that red over there, the red letter, because then you can actually then, with this particular software, let's see if we can do this right here. Let's press this right here, Chan. It's not working the way it's supposed to work right here. Okay, let's just clear this, kind of highlighted everything right there. Okay, let's see if we can go into this again. All right. Now we're using the Iota software. We have a few softwares right here, right, where we can. We like this one here because this one is working correctly, right? But let's go over here to the Psalm again, just in taking this shortest of the Psalms. Some of the Psalms, the Havarim, though, are a little more intensive, you know, and they need more intensive treatment. We try to give it those treatments, but since today's daily Psalm was so short right here, yeah, this thing doesn't, there we go. You see how it just came down right there, so you can see the KJV, the Strong's.
So we have the Strong's number, similar to what we had in the My Sword here. This is Ethiopic software that has the underlying text of the authorized Amharic Bible, the revised Amharic Bible, the HSV, Haile Selassie version of the Book of the Seven Seals. Because of its accuracy with the Hebraic and with the Koine Greek for the New Testament, the Hebraic script, and it's a very good scripture, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the line of the tribe of Judah. So when we talk about that, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, Haile Selassie the first, it's also because there is the real, you know, this is real, this is true. Right? So here it says right here, this verse, we can compare it side by side, you know, Isaiah, all the nation, which is Kol Goyim, you know, Kol Goyim, Egziav Yerin Names Genut, Egziav Yerin Names Genut, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, right, Hallelujah, Eta Yahuwah, Kol Goyim, Shah Behuhu, the Shah Behuhu, right, the Shah Behuhu. Right, we have this coming up with Weganochim Hulu. Remember, the Weganoch was the Ha'umim, Ha'umim, the Umim Waganoch. So we have the Ahazab, which are the different peoples, right? We can say like the nations. Then we have the Weganochim, the Weganoch. The Weganoch is like the Umim, like the grouping of the people, right? The Umas, right? So it says Weganochim Hulu Yames Genut, to praise, right? So he has for the Shabahuhu, Shabahuhu. Then we have the second verse right here, right? Let's see if we can, right? So let's see if we can just get this right here and open the second verse right here. Chan. Okay, let's get out of there and see if we can click on that there. This is not working as it should. Right? We're trying to press that red there so that the other part can come up. Maybe we have to restart the machine. But anyway, as I can see, you know, the studies, you know, we have the software. Sometimes it doesn't always work like it's supposed to. But still, you know, we give thanks. You know, we give thanks and praise. And let's see if we can. I'm going to do something a little unorthodox right here. So if the video seems to be going all crazy, it's because we're trying to press on that second one right there. And let's see. Okay, it didn't. There we go. Now you can see both of them came down. Okay, see that right there? So you can see how you can study it side by side, and it's because the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, it is that book. That's a pure language, right? That the King of Kings. This will also be a sign and a seal of that man who is the sign and the seal. So just to show, you know, that forward right here, as we just went through a little chant, right? Chant a psalm, chanting today's daily psalm. And also, just to show this to the brothers and sisters as well, if they want to get more information for themselves, when you go, you can put this in the search. This is web page open up. There we go. RastafariFoundation.org and put daily psalms, right? Or daily psalms. You'll see these listings will come up right here, and one can get a listing according to the royal order of the daily psalms, as well as the standing, the evening psalms as well. We put it on images right there. You can see some of the, you know, available material right there, the psalms, the daily psalms, reading, and this is from the ancient, you know, ancient royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and we...
Robeno said, a good man takes from his treasure some things new, some things old. That was something a little bit older, but right here, for a little bit of time that we have, hopefully we can fit in the midrash right here on the outro for this Shabbat time. Here with today's daily psalm, just to go through it, just once again right here. We went more into the Hebrew, but here for the Royal Amharic, Mezmor Dawid. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm of David, Mezmor Dawid, Meto. Asra Sidis, on the old numbering, because His Majesty translated His Bible from the Gutes manuscripts, the old Gutes manuscripts at first, you know, and they have ancient Gutes manuscripts from, you know, the time of Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, you know, in them days, the BC days, and then he had it compared with the Hebrew, the better Hebrew manuscripts, as well as the Koine of Greek. And this is what we say is pure in the sense of purified, in the sense you purified. The first thing is not the pure thing in that sense, but when you refine something, like you puree something. But here, So meto asara sedis, 116, the older numbering, bringing up to today's numbering, how it's been sorted today. In parentheses, Meto Asra Shabbat. Superscription, Hallelujah. The Hallelujah. Quran, verse 1. Azab hulachu, exabrin ameskinut, wagnochim hulu, yameskinut. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise Exiab, the sustainer, the good, the generous. Ab, Father, Exiab, Khir, the Trinity, Exiab, simply sustainer, the sustainer. Praise your, the sustainer, Exiab, Rin, Ameskenut, Ameskenu, all of you are praised. Ameskenut, praise him. Ahizab. The peoples, say the peoples, the nations, Ahizab, corresponding to the Goyim in the Hebrew, Hulachu, Hulachu. In the Hebrew, we had call, 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 and hul, hul, kul, kul, hul, kul, hul. Basically, you know, tomato, tomato, more or less, but kulu, kulu in the older enunciation. Here in the Royal Amharic, Ahizab, hul, hul, hulachu. All of you all speaking directly to them. Exiab Hirin, Ameskenut, praise him, thank him. The Amharic has a sense of thanking and praising him. Weganochim, the Weganoch, corresponding to Kol Ha'umim, Weganochim, Hulu, Hulu, all, Hulu, all. Yameskenut, Yameskenut, praise him. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Mehiretu benyalai sentalechna yegziavirim unet lezalem tenoralech. Hallelujah. For his merciful kindness, KJV is a merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of Exiavir, the sustainer, endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord, KJV, here it closes with hallelujah. Mehiretu. So mehiret corresponds to the chesed, loving kindness, mercy. Mehiret, mercy. Mehiretu, his mercy, merciful kindness. Mehiretu, be'inya lai. Inya, pronoun for us, benya lai, beinya lai, upon us, like above us, upon us, benya lai, senta lechina, for she is firm, she is firm upon us. It's kind of interesting that the attributes, many of the attributes of he who be, who ye be, right, are both masculine and feminine, but here bringing out the feminine sense, right here, corresponding to the Hebrew, ki gavara aleinu hasido. We have meheretu benya lai sentalechina, for his mercy upon us, she is strong. Sena, the root word is sena. The construct here, sentalechina, for she is strong. She's firm. The idea is like mighty, but firm. The meaning is that the divine, Ivine, Mehiret, the Ivine mercy prevailed over the Ivine justice. Mercy triumphed over judgment. And in spite of the nation, speaking of Kol Yisrael, Yasharala, I and I, the Beta Israel, in spite of our sins, ukeries, our lack, an event has happened that was so marvelous. And that demonstrated Exiavihir's mercy. Mehiretu benya lai sentalechina. Ye Exiavihirim eunet. Ye of Exiavihir, the sustainer. The M at the end. And of the sustainer, ye Exiavihirim eunet. So here we have the eunet for truth. As we had in the Hebrew, the emet. Emet. Here we have the eunet. Eunet. Lezelalem. Te noralech lezelalem lezelalem. In the Hebrew we had leolam, leolam. Here lezelalem, forever to time indefinite. Te noralech, she dwells, she exists. Right, that attribute of eunet. Yeah, gziavihrim eunet lezelalem. Hallelujah. So here, Chabarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew, went through the the Hebrew and some of the Amharic right there, like just to seal this off of this right here, here, here with that hallelujah. You don't know. Hopefully you're saying hallelujah and hard to call. Keep it hard to go. So here, it's right up right here, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. It's Likuba, it's Talua. There's so much that's in there. You know, let's just add this to as well. When it speaks in today's psalm, there's two attributes, two attributes. There's the 13 attributes we find in Shemot and Exodus. There's two particular attributes that are brought out here. It's mercy and truth, the mercy and truth. Right, mercy, right, and truth. They are exalted sustainers, Yahweh, Jehovah's two main attributes in his dealings with men, with humanity. You can find that in Psalm 115, around about the first verse, and the recognition of them, who he be, who Yahweh be. Might he be the chesed, his merciful one. He be emet, he be the truthful one. These two main attributes in dealing with humanity and the recognition of them should compel the praise, the eyes, the thanks and praise of him, the hallelujah. It is interesting to note that concerning the hallelujah, that it's mainly, namely and mainly the hallelujah is found in the Psalms. Just a note right there. The Psalm is happily described as a hallelujah writ large in two verses. Likul Batalua Tinish Gin Tilik Nau. Twinkle Brother, praise me.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin. Halelu et Adonai Kol Goyim. שבחוהו כל האומים, כי גבר עלינו חסדו, ואמת אדוני לעולם, הללויה.
Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Here, 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 today's daily psalm is more of Yod Zayin, of Yod Zayin, of Yod Zayin. Psalm 117, Psalm CXVII, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, today's daily psalm. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Lord him, all ye, all your peoples. Hallelujah, et Yahweh, kol goyim, shabchuhu, kol ha'umim. Here, 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 today's daily psalm here, Midrash, here from the Midrash, Sefer Midrash Tehillim. Here, a study on today's daily psalm. Here, 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 theme, in the Sefer Tehillim, it's theme, summons to all nations, to all nationalities, to call goyim, all nations, all nationalities, to praise, to Isis, to give thanks and praise to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Here, 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 Midrash, a study, opening verse, Aleph verse, today's daily psalm is Mor Kof Yud Kof Yod Zain. Kof Yod Zain has two verses. The first verse, the Aleph verse. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah et Yahweh. Hallelujah et Yahweh. Praise Jehovah. All ye, all your nations. Kol Goyim. Lord him. Shabbuchuhu, Lord him, Shabbuchuhu. all ye, all your peoples. Kol ha'umim. And here, 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 to compare and contrast, in the KJV, the King James Version, it reads, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye peoples. But here, 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 we have hallelujah, 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 etiyoah, kol goyim. Exalt, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we have shabachuhu, 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 kol ha'umim. Here, here, here. Say for the Tehillim. Elsewhere, elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. Even here, here, here in Psalm 86, Psalm 86, verse 8, that reads, among the gods there is none like to thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like to thy works. Neither are there any works like to thy, the I works. Ain kamoka vailohim Adonai. Ain kutmaiseka. There is none like to thee, the I male. Ain kamoka among the gods. Vailohim ba Elohim. O Lord Adonai. And there are no works like thine. With ain kutmaiseka. Lamaze. Why not? A mortal can figure an image up on a wall. A mortal can figure an image upon a wall, but the image he figures cannot beget another and other image. Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, who? Blessed be He, who? Blessed be He, who? Blessed be He, man in His image. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis 1 and 27, and God created man in his own image. Vayomer Elohim, na'ise Adam, b'tzalmenu. And Elohim said, let us make us. Vayomer Elohim, na'ise, let us make Adam. Let us make Adam, b'tzalmenu. B'tzalmenu, in tzalmenu, in our, in I image. Vayomer Elohim, na'ise Adam, b'tzalmenu. And man, and Adam, begets children in his own image. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis 5 and 3, where it reads, and Adam begot in his own likeness after his image. Adam. Vayoleda bia demuto k'tzalmo. And Adam begot a son in his own likeness after his image. Adam, vayoled bi demuto k'tzalmo. The waters also are the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, and they too bring forth. As is said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Even here, here, here in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis 1, chapter 1 of Bereshit, of Genesis, verse 20. Vayomer Elohim ayishretzu hamayim sheretza nefesha chaya. And Elohim said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. May the waters bring forth abundantly. Vayomer Elohim yisharitzu hamayim sheretza nefesha chaya. When the praises of a mortal king are to be sung, his friends come, but do his enemies? Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, all praise Him. As is said even in Psalm 86, verse 9, Hebraically, where it reads, all nations whom thou, the I, hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy, the I, name. Kol goyim asher asita yavou v'yishtachu lifaneka Adonai v'yakabdu lishmeka, all nations whom thou, the I, has made shall come and prostrate themselves and bow themselves before the I, O Adonai, Kol Goyi, Asher Osita, Yabou, Yishtachewu, Litfanika Adonai, and they shall glorify thy name. We kabdu lishmeka. A philosopher asked Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah, Joshua ben Hananiah, is there a day when all the world is of one mind and Hagoyim, the nations, the nationalities, international community worship before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He? Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah replied, there is one such day when all rejoice as one. What day is that? When the rains have held back and all the world is troubled thereby, comes the day when the rains fall and then all the world rejoices and glorifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, as is said even in the words of Psalm 86, verse 10. Words of Psalm Mizmor Fevav Fewau, where it reads, all nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. Kol goyim asher asita yavou awi yishtachewu lifaneka Adonai vikabdu lishmeka. Glorify it when, whenever, as in the words of Psalm 86 and 10, thou, the I, great as thou art, as the I be, doest wondrous, wondrous thanks. Ki gadol ata ve'ose nifalaot, for thou, the I, art great. Ki gadol ata, and doest wondrous things. Ve'ose nifalaot, the rains being the wondrous things, the rains being the niflaot, the wondrous things. As again in the verse from Eeyore, from Job, even Job 5, verses 9 to 10 that reads, who doeth marvelous things without number? Who giveth rain upon the earth, upon the earthly plain? Osea gedolot, ose gedolot aveina chekera, nifa laota ata eina misapara, hanotena matara ala pne aret, who doeth great things and unsearchable. Ose gedolot with ein chekera, with ein chekera, and unsearchable. Niflaota, marvelous things. Ad ein misapar, things without number. Ad ein misapar, who giveth rain? Hanotein matar, upon the earth. Al pene aretz. Ose gedolota ve'en cheker, niflaota ata ein misapar, hanotein matar, al pene aretz. For this praise, O praise, Jehovah, all ye, all your nations. Hallelujah, Etioah, kol goyim. O praise, Jehovah, all ye, all your nations. Hallelujah, Etioah, kol goyim. Rav Tanhum Bar Chia taught, the sending of rain is greater than the giving of Torah. The sending of rain is greater than the giving of Torah. For while the giving of Torah was a joy to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, the sending of rain gives joy to all the world, to cattle, to beasts, and to fowl. As is said, thou hast remembered the earth. Thou, the I, hast remembered the earth. Wate shokekeha, hehehe, Psalm Mizmora. Samek Hey, Psalm 65, verse 10, which reads, Pakata ha'aretz, thou, the I, hast remembered the earth. Wate shokekeha, and watered her, and watered her. Wate shokekeha, wate shokekeha. What is the meaning of wate shokekeha? Thou hast satisfied her thirst. Or its meaning is, thou, the eye male, has given her her desire. Thou, the eye male, has given her her desire. Wate shokekeha. As in the verse, even the verse from Bereshit, from Genesis 3 and 16, that reads, thy desire, tishukah, shall be to thy husband. Thy desire, tishukah, shall be to thy, the eye, husband. Tishukatech v'hu yisashalbak, yisashalbak, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. V'illa yishek tishukatech. Thou, the eye, crownest the year with thy goodness, even here, 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 in Psalm 65, verse 12, Hebraically. Italta shenata tovateka. Thou the eye crownest the year with thy the eye goodness. Italta shenata tovateka. And what verse follows? Even the verse from Psalm 66 and 1 from Mizmor Samech Vav, Samech Wow, verse 1 that reads, shout to God all the earth. Hari'u le'lohim kol ha'aretz, shout, hari'u le'lohim, to Elohim, le'Elohim, hari'u le'lohim kol ha'aretz, shout to Elohim, the true good, the true God, all the earth, kol ha'aretz, the entirety of the earthly plane, shout to Elohim, hari'u le'lohim kol ha'aretz. Another Targum, another interpretation of, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Lord, Lord him, all ye peoples. Hallelujah, Theoa, kol goyim, shabachuchu, kol ha'umim. Rav Shimon, the son of our holy rabbi, Rebbe, ask Avio, his father, what goyim, what nations are meant by all ye nations, by kol goyim? And what peoples by all ye peoples, by kol ha'umim? Rabbi replied, the nations, the goyim, are all those goyim, all those nations, nationalities that oppress, rephrase, that downpress the Bnei Yisrael, that downpress the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, and the peoples, the Umim, the peoples are all the peoples called Ha'umim, that did not oppress, that did not downpress them. All the peoples said, if they who downpress the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, sing praise, sing Isis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, we, I and I, who did not downpress them, should sing all the more. Hence, it is said, Hallelujah, Ti Yehovah kol goyim, Shabuchu hu kol ha'umim. O praise Jehovah, all ye nations, Lord Him, Shabuchu hu, all ye peoples, kol ha'umim. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites also said, even more should I sing his praise, Tehilato. And when they went on to say, even in the words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Zain, Psalm 117, for his mercy is great towards us, towards I and I. Kia Gavara Alenu Chasdo, for his mercy is great. Ki Gavara Alenu Chasdo. And the earth, she said, true is the Lord forever. true is the Lord forever. Ve'emeti yowa le'olam. And the truth of Jehovah endureth forever. Ve'emet Yahweh le'olam. True? Emet? Emet to what? True to the covenant, to Habrit, the covenant made with the fathers, with the patriarchs. As is said, even in the words of Vayikra Leviticus, Leviticus 26, verse 42, where it reads, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob. V'zakarti et b'riti Yaakov. Then will I remember my covenant with Jacob. V'zakarti et b'riti Yaakov. Another Targum, another interpretation of true is the Lord forever. Ve'emet Yahweh le'olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was urging Elijah to go and to show himself to Ahab, as is said even in the words of 1 Kings 18:1, where it reads, go, show thyself to Ahab. Lech he'ra'eh il Ahav. Go and show thyself to Ahav. To Ahav. Lech he'ra'eh il Ahav. Elias replied, how can I go, seeing that up to this moment, Ahav has not repented, has not done teshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Elijah, when I first watered my earth, did there even exist a human being for whose sake I should water my world? And yet, it is said even in the words of Bereshit, of Genesis 2 and 6, there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Ve'eda ya'ille min haaretz, ve'hishikah et kol p'nei ha'adam. But there went up a mist from the earth. Ve'eda ya'ille min haaretz, and watered the whole face of the ground. Ve'hishikah et kol p'nei ha'adam, and watered the whole face of the Adama, of the Adama. Wehishka et kol p'nei ha'adam. And so, now go, show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the land. Even here, the fuller verse, 1 Kings 18:1. Lech he'ra'eh la Ahav, ve'etena matar al p'nei ha'adam. Go, show thyself to Ahab, Lake Heira'eh il Ahav, and I will send rain upon the land, upon the Adama. We etna matar al p'nei ha'adama. Another comment on the opening words here of Mizmor Kof Yod Zain of Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye, all your nations. Hallu et Yahweh kol goyim. When Abraham was cast into the fiery furnace, Gabriel came and wanted to save him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I am one in my world, and Abraham is one in his world. As is said even in Yechezkel, in Ezekiel 33:24, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. Echad haya Avraham, vayirasha et haaretz. Abraham was one. Echad haya Avraham, and he inherited, vayirash, the land, et haaretz, the earth, the earthly plane. Vayirash et haaretz, echad haya Avraham, vayirash et haaretz. It is fitting that ha echad, that the one save the one, As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 15 and 7, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur, fire of the Chaldees. I am the Lord that brought thee, the I, out of Ur, out of fire of the Chaldees. Ani Yehovah asher hotzeitika me'ur kasadim. I be he who be who he be. Ani Yehovah, ani Yehovah. I be he who be who he be. Asher who hotzeitika, who brought the I male, me'ur, out of Ur. Kasadim, out of Ur of the Kasadim, out of Ur of the Chaldees. Ani Yehovah Asher Hotzeitika Me'ur Kasadim. Nevertheless, I shall not withhold thy reward. There will come a time in Iowa when three righteous men will go down into a fiery furnace to hallow, to sanctify, to set apart Shemi, to set apart my name, to set apart the Hashem. Then thou, the I, wilt go down, and thou, the I, wilt save them. When Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were cast into the fiery furnace, Yerkami, the prince of hell, Yerkami, the prince of hell, appeared Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He, and said, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, I am the Prince of Hail. Let me, make I go down, and I shall quench the fire of the furnace. But Gabriel said, I am the Prince of Fire. Let me, make I go down, and I shall burn up those who are outside the furnace, and keep cool those who are inside it, and thus perform a miracle within a miracle, a miracle within a miracle, a miracle within a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, go down. And Gabriel went down and saved them. Hananiah said, oh, praise Jehovah, all ye nations, ye nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Oh, praise Jehovah, all ye nations. Hallelujah, to Yehovah, call goyim. Mishael said, Lord him, all ye peoples, Shabbuchuhu, call haumim. Azariah said, for his mercy is great toward us, toward I and I. Ki gavar aleinu chasado. Gabriel said, true is the Lord, is Jehovah forever. Ve'emetiyahu le'olam. What thou, the I, didst promise me, did promise I in the days of Abraham, thou, the I, has done and fulfilled. Hence, here, ve'emeta Yahuwah le'olam. Hence, true is Jehovah forever. True is he who be forever.